When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is Optimal Living Daily, episode 133, When You're Feeling Self-Doubt and a Lack of Motivation, by Leo Babauta of zenhabits.net.
Get ready to maximize your potential with Optimal Living Daily, the podcast that brings you the best in personal development and productivity every day of the week. Your optimal life awaits. Now here's your host, Justin Mollick.
Hello, Life Optimizers. You are listening to Optimal Living Daily, the podcast where I read to you from amazing authors like Mark and Angel, Derek Sivers, The Minimalists, and today's author, Leo Babauta of zenhabits.net. And I'm Justin Mollick, the guy who trained his cat to hit keys on the piano. And I reach out to you fairly frequently, ask what you're struggling with, and a common complaint is a lack of motivation. So I found this post from Leo Babauta of Zen Habits that will hopefully help. But before we get into it, I'm not going to ask you to join my mailing list today. Instead, this is a new ask, still free and pretty easy to do, but it would help me out a ton. And that is just to tell one person about this podcast, maybe pick up their phone and show them how to subscribe or something. And someone like a friend or family member or coworker, anyone really that you think would benefit from hearing these types of posts. I can only keep doing this if I continue growing the audience, and if everyone just got one more person to subscribe to this podcast, that would be huge. And with that, I want to say thank you to you specifically just for listening, because without you, I wouldn't be able to continue working on my social anxiety, or it'd be very strange if I was talking to no one. I don't think it'd be very useful. So thank you for tuning in every day and listening and helping me that way. And I'm happy to help you by bringing you this content. Okay, enough of the sappy stuff. Let's jump right into this post and start optimizing your life. When You're Feeling Self-Doubt and a Lack of Motivation, by Leo Babauta of zenhabits.net. This morning, I didn't feel like doing anything. It's a combination of overtiredness from a few days of hard work and a lack of sleep last night. I couldn't motivate myself to do anything important this morning, which is a rare thing for me. And I just felt bad in general. I started to doubt myself and wonder whether anything I do is worthwhile. I sat here in this funk and wondered how to get out of it. Should I just forget about today? Should I just give up what I do because I'm not as good at it as I thought I was? That was definitely what I was considering, but I knew this mild depression was temporary, and so I thought about possible solutions. And then some of them actually worked, little tricks of the mind that can have a real effect on reality. Here's what I did that worked, in hopes that it might help you if these feelings ever come up. Number one, I stopped being so self-centered. I think we all have the tendency to put ourselves at the center of the universe and see everything from the viewpoint of how it affects us. But this can have all kinds of effects, from feeling sorry for ourselves when things aren't going exactly as we'd like, to doubting ourselves when we aren't perfect. So instead of worrying so much about myself, I thought about other people I might help. Finding small ways to help others gets me out of my self-centered thinking, and then I'm not wallowing in self-pity anymore. I'm starting to think about what others need. I'm not doubting myself, because the question of whether I'm good enough or not is not the central question anymore. The central question is what others need. So thinking about others instead of myself helps solve self-doubt and self-pity. Number two, I loosened my identity. We all have this picture of ourselves, this idea of what kind of person we are. When this idea gets threatened, we can react very defensively. People can question whether we did a good job, and this threatens our idea of ourselves as competent. And so we can become angry or hurt at the criticism. Someone can accuse you of lying, and this threatens your idea that you're a good person, and so you can get angry and attack the other person. My identity of myself as someone who is motivated and productive and has good ideas and so forth, this was getting in the way this morning. When I wasn't productive, it made me despair, because then I was worried I wasn't who I thought I was. My solution was to realize that I'm not one thing. I'm not always productive. Sometimes I am, but sometimes I'm lazy. I'm not always motivated. Sometimes I am, but other times I don't feel like working. I don't always have good ideas. I can be many things, and so this identity of mine becomes less fragile, more anti-fragile. Then it doesn't matter if someone thinks I didn't do a good job because I don't always do a good job. I make mistakes. I'm less than perfect. And that's perfectly okay. Number 3, I remembered that this day counts. I only have so many days left on Earth. I don't know how many that is, but I do know it's a very limited number. I know that each one of those limited days is a gift, a blessing, a miracle, and that squandering this miracle is a crime, a horrible lack of appreciation for what I've been given. And so I reminded myself this morning that this day counts, that I should do something with it. That doesn't mean I need to work myself into the ground, type until my fingers are mere nubs, but that I should do something worthwhile. Sometimes taking a break to nourish yourself is a worthwhile activity because that allows you to do other worthwhile things, but just sitting around in self-pity isn't helpful, I've found. So I got up and did something. Number 4, I created movement. It can be hard to get moving when you are stuck. This is how I felt in 2005 when I couldn't change any of my habits. It was really hard to motivate myself when I didn't think I would succeed, when I felt horrible about myself. But I took one small step and it felt good. That's what I did this morning. I took the smallest possible step. Just opening up a document, just starting a list, just getting out a notebook. These are so small as to be insignificant and yet so easy as to be possible. And it showed me the next step was possible and the next. I'm still feeling tired and so I'll take a nap later, but I'm feeling better because I took these steps. I know some of you feel the same way from time to time, maybe more often than you like to admit. That's okay, we all do. We are not machines, perfectly oiled and constantly charged up and ready to fire on all cylinders. We are human, which means we falter, we doubt, we feel pain, and this too shall pass. Quote, self-pity is our worst enemy, and if we yield to it, we can never do anything wise in the world. Helen Keller. You just listened to the post titled, When You're Feeling Self-Doubt and a Lack of Motivation by Leo Babauta of ZenHabits.net. Like I mentioned at the top of the show, having a lack of motivation is a common struggle that I hear from you, so I really hope that was a helpful post for you. And I'm going to stick with my ask that I mentioned earlier. If you want to help me out, you can do something really easy and free, and that is just to think about someone who already listens to podcasts, or maybe not and has a commute that might benefit from this podcast, or likes to take long walks and might benefit, and just show them how to subscribe to this show. As I said earlier, if everyone listening did that one thing, it would have a significant impact, and I could commit to doing this for at least a couple months more, and that's all I really want to do right now. I want to push through my social anxiety, and I also see this podcast as a completely new way to consume really great content, which is exciting, and I want to keep doing this for you so you can hear a bunch of different posts to help you in your life and for your loved ones. So if there's anyone that comes to mind that you can show this podcast to today and have them subscribe, I'd be super grateful. So that's it for today. Happy Friday, and I hope you have an awesome weekend. And of course, I'll catch you tomorrow where your optimal life awaits.
Hey, this is Dan from the Optimal Finance Daily podcast, which is a lot like this show, except more focused on personal finance. Justin handpicks the best posts he can find from blogs and authors like Ramit Sethi, Mr. Money Mustache, and more, and I read them to you 5 days a week. So if you enjoy this podcast, come on over and subscribe to Optimal Finance Daily too. And together, we'll optimize your financial life.
You've been listening to Optimal Living Daily. Be sure to hit the subscribe button to stay up to date on each new episode and head to oldpodcast.com. That's OLDpodcast.com for a free gift as well as more actionable tips and resources to help you maximize your potential. Thanks for joining us, and remember, your optimal life awaits.